relationship to your career, your financial situation, and your self-confidence. Whether you want to generate more positive energy or get rid of bad karma or curses, this book gives you a better sense of how to improve your karmic position. What exactly is karma? The definition of karma may change depending on who you ask. Some stick to the traditional meaning of the Eastern religions, while others interpret it from a more Western perspective of good and bad. As a result, it can lead to different views on how karma applies to life. For example, the Berkeley Center for Religion, Peace and World Affairs at Georgetown University says that karma is the Hindu view of causality, in which good thoughts, actions, and words can produce beneficial effects, while bad thoughts, actions, and words can lead to harmful effects. However, many experts like to see karma as more than just good or bad. According to Dr. Jennifer Rhodes, a licensed psychologist, karmas are the situations or interactions that help us achieve our ultimate purpose. We get distracted and miss messages, which make us believe we have a lot of bad karma. But those situations are simply signs for us to course correct and move forward toward a higher purpose. The journey of life is not about perfection, but about destroying what we are not and becoming what we really are. Tejal Patel, a specialist in meditation and mindfulness, sees karma as a cycle of cause and effect related to action rather than the result. Karma is a philosophy of how to live our lives so we can truly become the best version of ourselves and live the most fulfilling life we desire. And since it does not set the future in stone, says Patel, we can change our life through our current decisions, thoughts, and actions. Karma is a law of nature. Karma is the currency of your life. With karmic actions, you can buy and create all of your life experiences, good and bad, pleasant and unpleasant. Karma is the law of cause and effect, according to which every person determines his own fate with his thoughts, words, and actions. Basically, if you push something, it moves. Now, expand this idea and realize that we make the entire universe up with movements and reactions to movements. Your body gets created by the lovemaking movements of your parents, then by the movement of the sperm into the egg, the reproduction of the zygote, the formation of organs, and the absorption of nutrients. Our body keeps itself alive through movements, visible movements, invisible movements, and millions of tiny electrochemical movements. The entire universe comprises spins, from galaxies to societies to electrons that revolve around the nucleus of an atom. Movement is the essence and quality of all creation. So what keeps everything going? You can say that the universe works on the fuel of karma. As Newton's law of action says, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. This is how karma works. A good way to understand the complexities of karmic law is to observe how karmas manifest in and around you. Life is a living textbook on the laws of karma. You can observe how life so often creates exactly what you want or fear most. Notice how the most vehement persecutors in any situation inevitably seem to become the persecuted. See how your own good deeds can rejoice your heart and create an opening for more goodness to come into your life. Even movie scripts and novels reflect an intuitive understanding of these laws, as good defeats evil almost always, even if only moments before the final credit roll. You already know the laws of karma. Basically, karma is a law of the universe like any other, but society has not understood it fully yet. So sometimes it's used as a joke, like in a, "Haha, that must have been your karma." This line would be like making a joke after someone falls, saying, "Haha, that must have been gravity." Well, humans have been using the laws of karma since the beginning. When an unknown